was that Reuben lost out his money. Hakai Mishniya. Reuben has another pair of Eidim. So what's wrong? The first one was not master any money. The Rashi says, well, now you have to do every shenim. What loss did the first pair of Eidim cause Reuben to have? And we'll see later. The Yisrael of Korv and Shavuot Eidim is only if you cause him to have a loss. Here he had no loss. He has a second pair of Eidim around. So Mara says, no, you're right, but the Chiddush, the Mishnah is like this. The case is only Omer Ravina, Hocha B'mai Yisrael, we're talking about over here, Kugain Shehoi So Shniya, B'Shas Kfiya Rishayna, Kroivim B'Nishaseyim, U'Nishaseyim Gaisaseyim. Here the Chiddush was that the second pair of Eidim really were Kroivim through their wives to this Reuven. They were Reuven's brother, the sister. The second pair of Eidim married the sisters of Reuven. So therefore, when the first pair of Eidim said the Raiders, they were the only Eidim at that time, Kushali Eidim. Because at that time, the second pair of Eidim's wives were still alive. So what's the Kiddush? That they were Gersesites. That the wives at that time were about to die, they were very, very sick. So Mother Sam, I would have thought to say, Rav Gersesim Lamisam, that since there's a cloud, that Rove, most times, when a person is in the matter of a Gersis, that he's about to die, he does die, so I would have thought to say at that time it's fitted, like the wives died already. So maybe even the first pair of Eidim should be Totah from Shavuot Eidim, because their denying is not called a real Hesed Mammon, because right away there will be another two pair of Eidim. Kamas from the Chish Mishnah know that the first pair of Eidim are Chayav a Korban. Why? Because Hashtim Yila Shachem. At the time when they swore false, at that time the other wives did not die yet. So at that time the second pair of Eidim are Psulim. So at that time they are the only Eidim in the world. So by them holding back the Eidim, they're possible. But then the wives died. So at that time the Chayav. Then what happened was, by the time the second pair of Eidim came around, their wives died already. So now that the wives died already, there was the Chayav for Korban Shavuah, because they could have been good Eidim. And Tosfos speaks out, the case is that when they saw the Eidim, they weren't married yet. So therefore, at the time their Eidim, Tchilas Eidim, was the Kashrus. The second pair of Eidim, when they saw the Maaser a year ago, they weren't married yet. Then in the middle they got married, and right now, after the first pair of Eidim, Makofar, that's when the second one become kosher. That's the case the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah teaches us, in such a case, there's also a parasha Shavuot Eidim. That's the Chiddush. That's the only time you have that these two different pair of Eidim, both will be chayav. Now the Mishnah says, Mashbiya ni aleichem, im loy tovoyu v'teiduni, the person, Reuven, makes the push to Shavuot upon these two Eidim, and he says in Russian like this, I'm putting the shvu upon you, if you do not come say this for me, that you know, sheyesh li diyad pleni pikodin. I have that somebody, Shimon, owes me money. I have a pikodin, I gave him to hold on something for me. Or the shvu matiyad, there's halavor, there's a loan, I lent to Shimon money. He has money of mine. The gezel, he also stole something from me, he has a different object of gezel. We have Adam. That this person, Shimon, all four things he has of mine, he found my Aveda. And you know it. Therefore, I'm making a shvu upon you. I want to hear that you should say, come and say this. And the person answers back and says like this, shvu I swear, shein onu yoidim l'chaydis. The two Eidim swear this lashon. We swear stam, we do not know Eidis for you. The case is, ein chayavim melachas. And it came out to be a shvu as Eidis. They swore false. They only chayat one shvu. Even though Reuven was surveyed them for four things, but since the Lashon back was one Lashon Shvuah, he only chayav one korban. But what's going to be if the answer back like this? Shvuah, we swear. Sheinonu yoidim sheish tochor biyad pleini pikodin. We swear that we do not know that that person has of yours a pikodin. Us the shumas yad a halvor alone, the gezlan stolen goods, the aveden your aveden. If they would say one shvuah, for such a lesson, they speak out each thing separately, then the klal is chayyav makhlakas v'yakas. Yes, then the chayyav on each one separately. That's considered a shvu on each one separately. So you chayyav a korban shvu of each one of these. Another case. Mashbiyani aleichem im loy tavoyu v'teidu shi'eshti bi'al pleni v'kodin chitin u'ser v'kusman. Again, this Reuven goes to Eidim, I want to convey this to me, that you know that Shimon has the covenant of mine of wheat and barley and spelt. And the answer back is to Eidim again, Shvua Shenani Yodim Chredes. They just answer back one statement. We swear we do not know any Yedis for you. So in such a case, even though it pertains to three cases, and Chayavim Alachas, they're only Chayiv one Korban Shvua, because they said it all in one Shvua. But if they answer back, Shvua Shenani Yodim Chredes, we swear that we do not know Yedis. Sheyesh Tocho Biyat Tzvim that you have by somebody, chitim, wheat by him, musurim and barley, the kusman and spelt, then chayot matalachas viachas. So the chidish over twice, even though it's one shua, but since the ma'isah you said both l'shoinis and the shua, you're three, you chayot three kabonis. What's going to be mashbi ani aleichem, em lo etabu v'teiduni, sheyesh to biyat tloini nezek, v'chati nezek. I want you to swear that you know that this Shimon owes me money because he was mazik me, or else even a chatin ezek, his tam, we've seen the Gemara what the case is, the case where he owes me chatin ezek, tashlu me case where the person stole many gezel from me, gnevra, that he's chayat to pay me back, kefum, but tashlu me bo v'kamisha, then he shechted the animal, v'sh'onas ish pleni is biti, I want to say that you know that that person was mazik my daughter, that he owes her kenas that goes to me, or Peter has beat you else, he's talked my daughter into it, also he has to pay me kenas, or else for Sheikuni Bini, that my son hit me, in a case where he did not make a chabura, that he's not chayiv misa, so in such a case my son has to pay me money, you know to say this, or else for Shechovo Bi Chaveri, you know the way somebody else made a chabura in me, or else for Shehidlik Yazdrisha Bi Yom Kippurim, that these two things happened in Yom Kippur, that you know that that person hit me on Yom Kippur, he did a malach on Yom Kippur, or else that he burnt my godish on Yom Kippur, and we hold that since Yom Kippur is only chayv b'krisus, there's no kumlev b'rab minei, therefore that person is chayv to pay me back money, and you deny your edus, you swear false, all these cases are re'en l'chayavim, you chayv a korban shua, all these cases are considered, you're holding back money from me, it's called experience money, each one separately, each one separately. What? Well, it means each one. I don't say what the answer back. But the case says it means you're just on Chiddush, each one separately, especially what the Chiddush is. Here, each one separately, you chayav a korban shvua. There's a Chiddush here. We'll see in the Gemara why. And it doesn't say what the answer back, what Lashon is. And it's going to be the same call as the Resha. If the person asks for all of these cases, and they speak back everyone separately, they'll be chayav each one separately. Now the Moses, he boiled, if he asked a question like this, he boiled with you. What's going to be if Reuven says to two Abraham, listen, you know that Shimon owes me knas. You know that his daughter was, that he was Mephata, my daughter, he owes me knas. What's going to be the locha? And then they deny the Raiders, and later we find out they swore false, or they chayav a korban shua. So most of like this. Ali ben Reblazer Reb Shimon Lechi Berlach. According to Reblazer Reb Shimon, he says, Darvar Gurm Lemomen is Kamam and Dami, there's no question. Oh, no, better, no, different. His sheet is like this. The Yomah, he says, Yavoyu Adrian be either be. His sheet is like this. But what's the shayla of Knas? Because Knas is not 100% money, because the person could be Maida. There's a cloud of Maida, the Knas is proper. That's philosophic. So according to Reb Lazar Hashem that holds, even though the person was Maida in Bezdin, still, if the other person comes up with Adim, Adim would be Mechayiv you money, is the Lachi Boiloch. Then for sure, you chayav a korban shvua here. The Yomah, because what's the problem? Even if the person admitted that he was manos your daughter, but now if you could come up with two edim, you have two edim now. So if they would have said the edim, the Yomah, you avoid your edim, either be. So, and you would say this, you would be mechayav this Reuven to pay the money. So for sure, you'd be chayav a korban shvua. So according to Reb Lazar Reb Shem that holds, noide b'knat, v'yachakach bo edim is chayav, Kshita, these Eidim are holding back a chiyuv of money. That's not called a grumma. For sure, they would be mechayiv in money. Then there's no question. Kitzi Bolok, where's my shaylam? I'll leave with the Rabbanim. The army, they say no. That the murder of the Knas, if this Reuven would walk up himself to bed and admit that he did something as chayiv Knas, so he's potter right now. And they hold even. The Yachakach, the way the potter, still got potter. If so, what would be here before the person was murdered? This Reuven did not admit yet that he's chayav kenas. So Shimon comes to Edim and says to Edim, I want you to say this for me. That's the question right now. When these Edim holding back their Edis, is that called money? Or maybe no. Maybe kenas is not called the vada chiyav, because since Reuven could admit he always has the possibility to admit. So therefore, it's not called the vadechi of money. That's the Gemara Shaila. It's more like this. For Rabbanan, to ask them, those Rabbanan command through lay. In our Shaila before, about Dovah, Gom, and Mammon, who do they hold like? You learn if you want to tell me, Kirb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he holds like this, what we said before, of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he holds Dovah, Gom, and Mammon is commandment on me. And so, Akama, he says, Dovah, Gom, and Mammon commandment on me. So for sure, Edek Knaf is at least Dovah, Gom, and Mammon. Like, by you holding back your wages, because if you would have said ages that he's crying money, it's not worse than you're gurning him to pay money. Like, before he admits, if you bring Adim, those Adim will be mechayev you to pay. So these Adim for sure is a gurim lemamin. So there wouldn't be any time to say a potter. Ella, what's your shayla? That you have to tell me, k'rabbonin behochom. If those rabbonin hold that rabbonin over here, the armor that they say, just pure dover gurim lemamin, is not k'mamadami. Like, the Adim stira by Saita, there'd be potter from Eshuas Adim. Because the only girl the mammon, and that's the cloud, Dova girl the mammon, is lav kamam adami. So now you have a good shayla mai. Kivon dilu moi demifter, since if this Reuven would have admitted that he's chayat kenas, he'd be potter. So therefore, lav memoi kakofalei. By your edith, the fact you're holding back your edith, it's not called the vada chi of money. Because it's not for sure that you would get the money, or it's not for sure you could get the money. So maybe Knas is not called the chi of money that we'll soon see the Parsha Shavuos Edis apply to. Or do we maybe know? Hashdu mi loyadi. But listen, at this time right now, when he's asking you to say the Edis, Reuven did not admit yet. So therefore, if you would have said your Edis, you would have been the chayim to pay Knas. So consider you're holding back your Edis, your kofa mammon, that's the story, it should be chayim. That's the shayla. So are you chayim or not? So what's the Mastashma coming here? It's not still in our Mishnah. Mashpian Alechim, what's the verb of Tidani? Sheesh de Biatan Nezek, the Chatin Nezek. And Mishnah starts off with Chatin Nezek. I have a Chatin Nezek, a Tam that pays Chatin Nezek is a Kanasu. So Mora says, no, that's the Machoikis of Baba Kama. Maybe our Mishnah holds Command Yomah, Pau Gunistum of Moina. That we hold Stam Shvor, Mizlav, the Ches Kishuma Kaima, and therefore it's called money. For the Mora, no, Hanik Lamand Yomah, Pau Gunistum of Moina. El Lamand Yomah, Kunos, the Mike Lamayma, the Machoikis of Moraim there. So how does that Amora learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah goes according to everybody. So you see, our Mishnah is talking about even according to Yodas Kenas, and you have to pay Kenas. So you see, there's experience money by Kenas, Yechai Veshua Zedis. So Mora says, no, our Mishnah goes, the Chatzim Nezek Tzororis, Tilgas HaGemiru Lod Mamaynu. It's talking about when you are regal, when the animal is walking, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles goes and does damage. So that's really regal, it's Urche, it's called money. It's Allah, the Moshe Mishim, you only have to pay a Chatzim Nezek. So maybe that's the case of the Mishnah. Not Knas, but money. And the Gemara says that's going to be the Chiddush of our Mishnah that's called money. Toshma, next case is, Tashlume Kefal. So Kefal is Knas. Again, no, Mishum Karna. You know why you hired the Korban Shura? Because you're holding back the Karen. That's money. I said Tashlume Dalv Hei. Again, Mishum Karna. True, you're not chayy for the 3 and 4. You're chayy for the first one. That you're holding back Karen. That's called money. I said Shonas Ish Plenty of Peter's Biti, which is Knas. So where it says, no, Mishum Boishas of Pagam, that with the Knas, you also have to pay him for the Boishas and the Pagam he gave your daughter, which is that is money. So that's why you have to pay in the Mishnah, but maybe not because of Knas. So Gemara, my Kamashman, then what's the Chiddushim of our Mishnah? Kulim Moinu. If you tell me now we're not talking about Knas, so what do we need all these cases in the Mishnah? Pshita, the world is the same case of money. What do I need all these cases for? So Gemara says, no, Reisha Chodu Kamashman and Seifa Chodu Kamashman. Reisha chodu kumashman the chatzin nezek tzroris amaynu. That's one chiddush. That the reason of chatzin nezek that's called money of tzroris. That's the chiddush. That's Allah from Moshe Sinai. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Sefer, what's the sefer teaching us? Chodu kumashman, what's teaching us one? Or it's true, it says a few extra cases here, but there's a chiddush in the beginning and a chiddush at the end. The last case is also a chiddush. That it says, b'shehidlik es kiddush shav yom kippurim. That you know, Reisha, that this Reuven burnt down my field on Yom Kippur. So the Chiddush is telling me that the person is chayav to pay money, and therefore your chayav is shuas as korban edus. Lafuke, what's the Chiddush here? That's not like lafuke my, what's the Chiddush here? Lafuke comes to exclude Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. The time you learned, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, he holds and makes Yom Kippur k'shabbos atashlumim. He holds that Yom Kippur chayav krisis is also kom lebi the Rav Minei. Mas Shabbos, just like by Shabbos. you're potter from paying back money. Because Shechai is Misa B'de Yodim. So you say, Kamlai B'de Rabbinei, he owed the Chiyav Chorus of Yom Kippur, is also like Shabbos, you'll be potter. So according to Mechunei Ben Akonah now Mishnah, it's not called the Kfiras money. Even if you would say Eidus, that person will not have to pay back the money, you'll be potter from a Korban Shvuah. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that you chayv a Korban Shvuah. Because we hold chayv decreases, there's no Kamlai B'de Rabbinei. But maybe our whole Mishnah is talking about the money and not about Knas. So you have no raya for our Mishnah, what will be the Eidi Knas? So what does good? Toshma coming here, so clearly. Mashbi on the Alechem, I want you to swear for me. In Loitavo.